Alright, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here. This is Grimm's Comics Corner. We're back with more Vampirella and Bloodlust. Remember, after this one and the next comic we do, which is Vampirella and Lady Death Part 2, we'll be going back to a normal schedule of the Vampirella Lady Death, because there's going to be a lot more Vampirella, guys. I just looked at the list. So it's going to be your regular schedule of your Lady Death, Evil Ernie Chaos stuff. And then, of course, we're going to go back with our Invisibles and that new comic that we're going to be doing shortly. And then after that, we'll be doing Fathom and stuff of that nature. And Spawn. I'm going to try to bring back Spawn. We're going to see how that works. But I want to make sure you guys are getting different comics and not the same comics all the time, right? Because that's kind of boring if we just straight did Vampirella, because some people may like other books. So we're going to give you guys multiple books. I only do one of these a week, but that's good. So it gives you guys a lot of time to, you know, to catch up. You don't have to worry about a bunch of videos of just constant comics, because I know you guys don't have time for that. So let's go ahead and get started with Vampirella Bloodlust. All right, let's go. Ooh, cool. This must be a scan of, I mean, it doesn't look too bad, I guess. A Brief History of Vampirella Before Bloodlust. The first issue of Vampirella magazine premiered in 1969. We read it here on the channel, featuring the famous cover painting by the legendary Frank Frazetta. I've seen a lot of Frank's not safe for work stuff, and he did a lot of things I did not know he did. I'll just say that. With writing by Archie Goodwin and simply incredible artwork by Jose Gonzalez, Vampirella soon developed a huge fan audience. In 1991, Harris Comics transformed Vampirella from a cult black and white magazine into a full-color comic book. I didn't realize it was 91. Vampirella number 1 hit comic book stores in November of 92, featuring a cover by Adam Hughes and artwork by Louis Small Jr. and Jim Ballant. Oh, cool. Vampirella 1 was an instant sellout across the country. The following four issues of the Vampirella miniseries had similar success and led to the release of an all-new monthly Vengeance of Vampirella in 94. The series caught the eye of comic book buyers everywhere and was a mega hit, but by issue 23, it was again time for a change. Although the Although the series remained popular, the sense of danger and intrigue that made Vampirella exciting seemed to be missing. A new villainess was created that would change Vampirella's world forever, Mistress Nyx. Nyx wasted no time in making Vampirella's life a living hell. In the heated climax of Vengeance of Vampirella number 25, Nyx kills Vampirella's lover, Adam Van Helsing. Fans waited anxiously for the continuation of the story in the following Vampirella Death and Destruction miniseries. And Death and Destruction, anything could happen, and it did. In a shocking finale, the exhausted Vampirella is slain at the hands of Mistress Nyx. Vampirella had been murdered, yet she was not dead. In 1997, Vampirella mysteriously returned to life in the pages of Vampirella Lives. The popularity of her resurrection led Harris to launch the all-new Vampirella monthly series, propelling her to stellar heights, and I'm making sure I didn't forget anything. No. Matter of fact, I'm reading these in order. Yes, we have Vampirella Lives on the list, but that comes after this, so it is what it is. But what happened in the time between Vampirella's death and her subsequent resurrection? How did she return to life? That untold tale is Bloodlust. That's why it comes first. Vampirella Bloodlust. Writer James Robinson. Artist Joe Jusco. Letterer Michael Conley. Pre-press production Tony Kelly and Kel-O Graphics. Original editor David Bogart. Original assistant editor Lynn Lang. Original art director Mark Maz. Trade paperback editor Bon Alemagno. And trade paperback art director Romel Alama. Hope I got that guy's name right. Okay, so Harris Comics editorial director Bogart calls me up and asks me to write an introduction about sex. No, alright, I'm messing with the truth. He actually called me and asked me to write an intro on Vampirella, from which I made a thematic jump to vampires in general, and from there I made the added jump to sex, rather. Vampires represent sex. I'm not exactly inventing fire with this conclusion. I think everybody who has read Dracula can see that Dracula and the vampirism he brings to staid, restrained Victorian England is a metaphor for sexual freedom that seems so at odds with Victorian mores at the time. I think it's illustrated in Coppola's Dracula, where sexuality and vampirism are pretty well seen as extensions of each other. Going on from this, I note nowadays that the Sunglasses After Dark series by Nancy Collins is pretty popular. This is a series where vampires are able to have sex. This is a prequel to the Twilight books, actually, guys. Something poor Vlad was then able to do. So from implications in Victorian times, we've gone to the present day's explicitness where vampires are sucking bodily fluid at the same time they're exchanging it. But this is, after all, the natural evolution of vampiric lore. Victorian fiction found its art in the implication and the metaphor. Today's audience wants it out in the open. But what they really want now is, in essence, the same thing that appealed to readers of Stoker's work when it was first published. This being the strong, sensual subtext that lies within the shadow and the blood. Which brings us to Vampirella. She was the first bad girl. And by that term, you mean a heroine who dresses sexily and hunts people for the right reasons. Her outfit has always been one of the risque ones. Indeed, if I met Vampirella in an alleyway, I'm not sure if I'd run from her or slip a dollar bill into her costume. Hey, people were more honest back then. And I think it was this fact, the wild abandon from the sensibility in comic books in the 70s, that helped Vampy stay the course. Remember, this character was written with no extraneous continuity, linking a million other titles to hers, nor was it published as a bright, colorful comic book available on a spinner next to World's Finest. Rather, Vampirella existed in the less reputable, more experimental format of the black and white magazine. But it works for her then. Now we've gone to the other extreme. Vampy's gone legitimate. She has her own two-part story, painted in full color by one of the most noted and well-regarded painters in the business. Times have changed. Nonetheless, I hope, even while Vampirella and Adam Van Helsing explore the crimson plains of dry, dry Draculon, some of the sensuality I referred to earlier is still apparent. I know Joe Jusco draws a damn fine vampirist. And I know that sense of the sweaty, warm thirst for blood that runs through all good vampire fiction is present here, too. We've come a long way from Stoker's metaphors and implications, but I hope at the heart of our tale you can see a little of Bram's intentions. So why don't you sit back like a Victorian gentleman or lady might, pour yourself a glass of blood red wine, and enjoy our little tale. James Robinson, July 1997, original introduction. Vampirella, Bloodlust. Alright, here we go. Not really that long, but there's a bunch of extra stuff. Wow, trading card art. Remember those? I used to have some Marvel cards. I had some really cool characters on those. Book 1. It began as a love story of a vampirist and a man, Vampirella and Adam Van Helsing, and the life they shared, then it ended. First Adam, then Vampirella were brutally murdered at the hands of Mistress Nyx, but the story wasn't finished. Vampirella was reborn with a new mission. To hunt down all vampires, to kill her brothers and sisters and atone for their evil. This chapter takes place between Vampirella's death and rebirth. It is the story of a mother and daughter and a lover. A story of the choice between forbidden love and duty. A story of vampire learning to be human. It is Bloodlust, David C. Bogart. She had died. The void embraced her. Blackness. Is this it, she thought, for all eternity? And then she awoke. Ugh! Hello, Vampirella. That voice, it can't be! Adam, I thought you died. I did. Where am I? Take a look. Your home. This is Draculon. And this is hell. One and the same. Draculon, the world you knew, is an area of hell. And your mother Lilith is its ruler. The Draculon of my memory was not like this. Where is the mighty river of blood that gave this land its life? Everything is so dry, so old and broken. The land is dying, Vampirella. Draculon dying? I don't understand. And why are you here, Adam? In Draculon? In hell? I can explain, though I'm fearful of doing so. It may change how you see me. It may change how you feel. My feelings for you could never change. All right, Then let's take a moment to... Oh no! What is it? Foragers! What? The change in the land brought about a change in its people. The peaceful nature of Draculonians has been eroded by the need for survival. Foragers travel in small numbers. They hunt and kill any strangers they find. Why? There's no blood on this world, Vampirella. Not anymore. Except in people's veins. They've seen us. It's fight or die. So it's blood you want? Blood! Then try your own! Ah! Look! The girl would escape us! Escape from you? No, that's not what I have in mind. Oh, shit. Man, look at this art. This is amazing. Come on, then. Let's have this done. One. And two. Oh, that is a cool panel. That's the last of them, Vampirella. Vampirella, where are you? Vampirella, are you all right? Oh, I'm fine, Adam. I'm fine. Look at the blood dripping down from there. That is, man, just amazing. These were all painted, by the way, guys. These beasts taste good, like chicken. But then everything strange seems to taste a bit like chicken. Are you going to try some? No, I have the blood of the foragers to sustain me. I'm a little scared, Adam. That battle, I was more savage, more wild. Man, she looks real. That's how realistic that painting, like she's going to come out. I've never felt that way before, and I was hungrier too. I couldn't wait to drink the blood of my enemies. That worries you? Yes, and delights. What happened to me? Has this return to Draculan changed me so? Has death? My race, we were so gentle. Now we roam and kill for survival. Now I slaughter with relish. This is so different from the past I recall. Perhaps your death and return to hell changed you. My death changed me, I know. The man I was who walked the earth could never have fought those riders like I did. But as to the change in your people, that has nothing to do with your passing. No, for that you can blame your mother. Lilith? That's right, mother of all vampires. When she betrayed her father, the Almighty Father, she was sent to hell. Hell? Yes. And there are still parts of it where the fallen angel's sweet, sad wail of lament can be heard. Or rather, can still be heard. And parts of it where the terrain is made of bone, and other parts where all is white, cool, clean, and pure. Torment for the souls consigned there for eons of nothing. There is the land of glass wire, and the land of the laughing eunuchs. There's the realm of the giblet king. Hell is endless and shifting. It is many lands and places, all adrift on a fiery sea that none can gain the scope or scale to rise above and fully comprehend. But in one such area of hell, Lilith made her home and fashioned it into the land you knew. Draculon, this land's mighty river is actually a tributary of the river Styx when it flowed. The world started dying when God began his war on those he'd spawned who had then gone to darkness. When his assault on Lilith began, her power began to wane, and so did the land. Perhaps the river fed Lilith's life force. Perhaps Lilith feeds the river. The fact remains that there is no longer the energy for both of them to exist. Lilith chose her own life over that of her world. The river dried. But the river is also life for all inhabitants of Draculon. Its drying up has meant countless deaths and the world reduced to a state of barbarism unheard of, even in Dracula's time. How could my mother allow this? How could she be so selfish? She wanted good. She sent me to Earth as an agent of atonement for her past sins. And then the choice became to live or let live. She chose to save herself. Many would have. I have a purpose here. And you must aid me, Vampirella. We have to find the source of the Styx and bring it back to life. If it's blocked, we must unblock it. But who gave you this task? You're a good man. Why are you here in hell at all? It's all so confusing. I'll explain. Not now, but soon. Again, amazing artwork. I have to think this through, Adam. To restore the river would mean death to my mother. I'm not sure I can do it. In fact, I may decide I have to stop you myself.
Don't say that, please. You have no idea what that would mean.
That we'd be foes? That one of us would die? I realize that. I have to think, Adam. I need to take that time. Yes, this land is dying. Yes, its people need the blood to flow anew. Yes, yes. But Lilith is still my mother.
Eden was gone.
A floating paradise amidst the stars. The stuff of children's storybooks with colorful pictures and happy endings. But now, weak and chilled with fear and death and God's wrath upon her, she could no more sustain that than she could the river of blood.
Wow. Amazing artwork.
It was all gone. All the wonderful things she'd nourished and seen grow from nothing. All she'd made. She has the power to stay alive, that is all, and to keep a little of Eden alive around. Not the real thing, of course, just a ghost. The ghost of a paradise lost was all she had left.
I mean, the painting, just incredible.
This is one of the best-looking comic books I've ever seen.
Sire! Mother Lilith! It's your daughter! I have many daughters.
I speak of Vampirella. She is back. She is here. In my garden? Bring her to me. No, I meant she is returned to Draculon. She is with Van Helsing.
Van Helsing?
She is with the White Light? No. That would be too cruel. Even my father couldn't be that cruel.
Bring her to me anyway. Marshal a force and bring her back. I must speak to her. I must explain.
Oh, and if Van Helsing were to die in the process, I would be most pleased. She closes her eyes and sleeps. Once she didn't sleep for millennia at a time. Once. Now she slumbers often.
Wow, look at that.
This was my city. My home.
You mean this was Lilith's original home?
No, wrong voices, guys. No, when I first came to Earth, I knew nothing of her. I thought Draculon was a planet far off in space. A planet of vampires for whom blood ran like water and life was good. When I first arrived on Earth, I had memories. False memories given to me by Lilith, I suppose. I had a mother and a father and a brother too, I think. It started to become hazy of late, the details, their faces and names. But I still know, I'm certain, that this was the city we lived in, my memories.
I'm sorry, Vampirella.
I am too. Even if they are false, there is still sweet warmth in my heart.
Oh, wow, look at the expression on her face. Like, it's just... I just love this kind of art. This realism. Breathtaking.
You seem to know a lot about Draculon, Adam. More than you should. Do you know this place?
It was called Quebecon. It was a city of 10,000 souls. Last year, the final few of them died.
How?
Starvation. They had turned upon each other when the River of Blood dried up. Can you imagine? A city at war with itself? First it was building against building, then family against family, and finally husband against wife and mother against son. Now, there is no one.
Not quite, Van Helsing.
Not quite.
Oh, cool. Look at this art. I know I've said that a million times, but it's just astonishing.
We are the minions of Lilith, our empress and mother. You must come with us, Vampirella. Your mother would have words with you.
Van Helsing, on the other hand, she has no words for at all.
Run, Vampirella! I can hold them off!
Yeah, you're doing a very good job of that, being caught in that net there, sir.
No, Adam! Until I'm certain of the facts, I'm with you!
Keep away, if you're just obeying orders and I don't want to hurt you. It's us who might hurt you, Vampirella, if you resist any further. Weapons are ready, men! Bring her down! Use force! We must return to our liege! You were warned to keep away. You were warned! And so, I've decided, Adam.
Wow.
This attack, or seeing the city I remember, now whittled to a husk. One or the other has helped me decide. I'll go with you.
Are you sure? I don't want you to do something rashly, in the heat of battle, and then regret it later. Like I said earlier, Lilith is sustaining her life force by keeping the river dry. If the river flows, Lilith will die. I love my mother deeply, but I love my homeland more. I can't see it perish. I simply can't. We'll go on. We have to. We'll see it through. And Draculon will live again. End of book one.
Ooh, look at this. It's a sketch. Joe Jusco, sketch from a lithograph included with a Vampirella Bloodlust hardcover edition. 98.
Book two.
Later, one night, one day. How much further, Adam? I'm not sure. I'll know the source of the River Styx when we get there. I'll know. But until then, we walk. Draculon's mother is dying. To most, death is an inevitability. To Lilith, it comes as somewhat of a surprise, for God is weary of her. Her choice to make Draculon a barren thing was a hard one made, and of necessity. She could no longer empower the Styx, the life of the planet, while maintaining her own essence. Yes, a hard choice, but one she made with the conviction of a survivor. Now her daughter, the one of her children whom she loves above all others, would undo that means of survival. Vampirella, and that damned, or was it undamned, atom of the light meant to bring the Styx to life, which in turn would mean death for Lilith, her heart. Sentry, mother. Alert the Dirt Eaters. My daughter will reach their province soon. As you order, mother. Her heart breaks. I need sustenance, Adam. Blood. The blood in the pouch is drained from Lilith's soldiers. It's gone. I hunger. Since returning home, I have hungered so. Yes, you've changed. Skirt! You're one to talk of changing, Adam. At least I don't know the reason for my transformation. You, on the other hand, simply refuse to tell.
It's her! Vampirella! Kill him! Take her! Kill Adam the Light! Kill him!
Adam! Dirt Eaters! They live underground like moles, sucking whatever nutrients they can glean from the soil. They serve Lilith?
It would appear so.
Come, Adam! My feast awaits! Vampirella, I've never known you so quick to strike. As you just said, I've changed, and the sooner I strike, the sooner I feed.
Wow!
Look at that panel.
Slash!
Yep, they're dead, all right. Another day. This is like nothing I remember. What is this place? One of Lilith's temples. It was erected from the bones of the dead in tribute to Lilith. When? When the river began to die. They hoped this place would be tribute enough that Lilith might save the river and thereby save the land. When there were no more dead to supply the bones, some living volunteered to die so the work might continue. When there were no more volunteers, the priests simply began killing everyone. And what happened? It was all for nothing. The river died anyway, and the priests and worshippers who were left died too. All for nothing. I want to explore this place. I feel a strength here. What you feel is Lilith's essence from the years of worship and sacrifice that was done here in her honor. This place is rich with her power. Be careful. When will you explain how you know so much? This city, other cities in the lands of Draculon, is like... It's as if you have a complete history of this place in your head. I'll explain soon, I promise. Now remember what I said. Take care. Wild is the stillness. Angry and raving is the claret dust that lies in mad settlement. Soft and sharp at once, the haze of events gone lingers still. and Vampirella burns with a warmth she neither knows nor likes. I should kill Adam, she thinks. I should be a daughter, loyal and true. She imagines the sweet tang of Adam's blood and licks her lips. But then another thought, and with it, doubt. Loyal and true, loyal and true. I do not think this way, loyal and true. These thoughts are not mine. No, my daughter. They're mine. Mother. Yes, Vampirella, your mother. Your loving mother that would see you dead. How are we talking? Is this some portal? A mirror created in magic and ash in the souls of children. A means that the priests might communicate with me and beg for their lives, as I now beg for mine. I'm sorry, so sorry, but this land is my home. Its people are my children. Excuse me. Its people are my people. They are all your children that I created. And I will see them die if it means I live. You have lived for eons. Isn't that enough? Can't you accept your fate? Die knowing that you leave life in Draculon? Life that will worship and revere your memory forever? For God will come one day, soon. And then all your selfish preservation will be for nothing anyway. Wait until death calls your name, child. Wait and see what you do. What steps? Any and all that it takes for one more day. One more hour. I love this planet. I love my children, but I made the choice to live at whatever cost. Then I must stand by my decision, too. I love you, daughter. And I you, mother, with all my heart. Then you will forgive me for what I am about to do. I'm sorry. Adam, help! Vampirella, hold on! My mother, she tried to, she... I know, Vampirella, I know. In years hence, there would be ballads and wordplays that sing of this pair. How they fought, how they never wavered. They had belief in their goal. They had each other. It was enough. Enough. Enough to keep them moving on, fighting on, travailing on, and on, and on. Vampirella, this is it. We're here. This range? No, the mountain. Inside it. What is this valley? It isn't a valley. It's a riverbed. This was once a reservoir of blood. From it the Styx drew life. And will again. Here. See? The source. This isn't even a trickle. No, one or two drops a day, and even in the cool of the mountain they dry away before an hour is past. But there, you're fortunate, it's a fresh drop. Go on, taste it. Ah, it's like nothing else, I know. So what now? How can we turn a drop into a deluge? We can't, Vampirella. But I can. Come, find higher ground. One of those ledges. Adam Van Helsing sits. He is calm, like this is nothing, like this is every day. It isn't, of course. His calmness comes from being prepared, prepared and ready. He's been prepared since the day he died. It is done, the light. Van Helsing did it. The river flows. Don't you think I already know? Don't you think I can feel it? I'm dying. My death is close. Perhaps I will thwart my father yet and die before his wrath is visited down. Sentry, mother, your land lives anew. My power wanes. You are free. Go, enjoy whatever life your sister Vampirella has brought you. Mother, no, I won't go. I love you. I would die for you. With you. If you want to, please to... Excuse me. If you want to please me, then live. Tell all who still serve me to live. And if they can, have them not hate their mother for what she did. All she wanted was to live too. Is that so wrong? One final command. Anything. I would have Van Helsing gone from Draculon. I would have him dead. Summon what is left of the Eastern Platoon. Tell them to join with the Southern Nomad clan, who remain loyal. Have them swoop and snuff out Van Helsing's light. Consider it done. Without my... Excuse me. There, see? Already it flows. Soon the river banks will be full and life can be as it was. Without my mother, how can it? You're sad, but you see this was for the best. Yes, I do. Look, it isn't over for us. An army gathers. Final vengeance from your mother. We haven't long. Do you want to know why I'm here? How I know what to do? Now is the time to tell you, and all the time we have. When I was young, before I joined the Van Helsing quest to rid vampires from Earth, I was wilder. I drank. I was crazy and stupid. I killed a man. He was a wild one like me, but he didn't deserve to die. I carried the guilt with me. This is why I so ardently took to the goals of my family. This was why, like my earthly father, I hated vampires so. Redemption? Yes, I wanted redemption. And the hatred cleansed my conscience for a time, too. Until I met you, and I knew I could never hate again. But then I died. I learned that the initial killing of mine was God's will. I needed the sin of murder so I could enter hell's portals, yet with my heart still pure, made pure by my years of struggle to atone. Why? To act as God's conduit. If he had simply struck Lilith down, she would have gone. But that wouldn't automatically make the river live again. No, that had to be done separately. My mission was to come here. I didn't revive the Styx. It was my father, God in heaven, who acted through me. Some in Draculon call me the Light. It is God's Light of which they refer. Why? Why did God care if the Styx flowed through hell? Because those who live here, whether they realize it or not, are his children too. He wanted to give them life. And now you've done it. Why are you still here? Why haven't you ascended? I've been to hell, Vampirella. There can be no place in heaven for me now. But the army approaches. They want our heads. Oh, I doubt they wish to harm you, Vampirella. It's not your head they'll mount on a pike. We'll fight them together. No, she says, we'll fight them together. No, I think not. Look at you. Adam! Goodbye, Vampirella. Whatever your fate, wherever you'll be, think of me. Adam, it never seemed to be the right time or place to say this. I still love you. I'll always love you. Think of me. Mother, you summoned me. I am soon to die. It seemed the least I could do with the last of my power. You commanded an army to attack Adam. Please, Mother, don't kill him. Spare him. I cannot do that, and you cannot ask it. Not if you love this land as you do. If you love it enough to have a hand in your mother's destruction, then you should love it enough to test your man's worth for that same land's sake. Test him? If I am gone, Draculon would need a new leader. Well, Draculon would need a leader. Not a new leader, but yeah. Someone wise and strong. If he can best an army, then Adam Van Helsing is such a man. And if the task is too much? It would not be a test if there was no chance of failing it. What of my summoning? You are my one chance. If my father is to end me, then through you I might yet live on and achieve it. Achieve it? What? Redemption. A word you heard not long ago from Van Helsing's lips. Van Helsing craved it his whole life. Will you be mine? I would bathe in the River Styx one final time. Join me. We can talk. Mother and daughter. And so it was. On the bloody banks, mother and daughter. They talked and made their peace and affirmed their love one final time. Lilith had a task for Vampirella, to undo the hate. Vampirella agreed, of course, and was gone in a flash of pale artery blue. God came moments later. And then Lilith was gone as well. By the banks of a mighty river, a warrior sits and readies his weapons for what's to come, the battle and the blood. He stands and stretches. He breathes the iron and sulfur air. He smiles a wary fighter's smile, knowing this battle will be his last or his greatest. Oh, my father, he calls out, do not forsake me now. And then Adam Van Helsing spits at the approaching horde. He laughs and walks toward his destiny. End. That was great. Dedications. To my friend and mentor, Archie Goodwin, the greatest Vampirella writer ever.
James Robinson. This effort is dedicated with the utmost thanks and appreciation to John Buscema, one of the best draftsmen and storytellers to ever grace a comics page. I can only guess which direction my life would have taken had I not been exposed to his work at such a young and artistically formative age. Joe Jusco. Epilogue. It could have been a second later, or shorter, a moment, an instant, or longer perhaps, a minute, an hour, a day, a year, a millennia, time and all that. It starts to blur after a while. Hello, Adam. Vampirella, I didn't see you enter. I suppose you returned after what happened on Earth. To Earth. You'll be staying, I presume. I've already had a chamber readied for you. It's not what you think. I'm only here for a short time. I'm about to be resurrected again. I don't understand. When I was sent back to Earth by my mother Lilith, I didn't realize then, but discovered later. If I am killed, I return, again and again. Lilith's goal for me, to redeem her through goodness, is a never-ending role I must play. How long since I saw you last? 123 years ago I left you here on Draculon. You've changed only a little in that time, Vampirella, and you have not changed at all. What have you done since we parted? Tell me, I miss Earth. I'd love to hear anything. I don't have time to tell you everything, but let me think. When I returned to Earth, soon afterwards I encountered the Daughter of Chaos and her mad plans. Then a decade later, there was the invasion. From outer space. No, inner space Atlantis. Its people were within the Earth. In a pocket of it that's hollow, it took 2 years to vanquish their hold on the planet. And later still, there were the loose man battles. That was violent. Long and violent. Then there was Kali's Weekend, as the computer newsman called it. Weekend? When the goddess reappeared, many died before I sent her back to her dimension. Many? How many? India. Oh. Of course, that seems small now, Of course, that seems small now compared to what just happened. The Earth destroyed. Yes, it's gone. We've been gathering souls for days. Rolling Draculon, is it hard? Has it been hard? I never allow myself to decide. I simply do it. So what now, for you? I know in my heart, my mind, where I meant to go next. An off-world colony on Callisto, one of Jupiter's moons. I guess there's evil wherever man ventures. It would seem that way. How much longer until you go away again? I don't know. Soon. Adam, I've known others, loved others, but never like you. You are my one and only. I've loved others too, Vampirella, but you were always in my thoughts. So, can I sit with you until it's time for me to go? Of course. Come, let's go out into the veranda. We can enjoy the view. Wow, they've made a statue of her. The end. The director's cut. Okay, so this talks about how the book was made. Well, we can kind of go through it, I think. On page 35, Joe reverses his choice of shots and moves from the close-up of Adam to finally the far shot of both Adam and Vampirella standing amongst the Dirt Eaters. Joe deliberately kept the figures small to emphasize the scope and carnage of the battle. By changing the angle of this shot, Joe was able to show Vampirella's face. The side shot just wasn't dramatic enough, Joe reveals. It was too flat. The angle also produced much greater depth as the Dirt Eater frames the foreground while Vampirella is placed in the midground. Page 34. To achieve the cinematic effect that both Joe and James were trying to achieve, Joe carefully chose the camera angle in his panels. On page 34, Joe pans the camera progressively from a far shot of both Adam and Vampirella to a medium shot of Adam and finally to a close-up of Vampirella. Besides a close-up, Joe chose an upshot of Vampirella for this panel to best show how ferocious she has become. While it was clear that Adam was fighting for his life, Joe felt that a shot of his back just wasn't engaging enough. By reversing the angle, Joe was able to capture Adam's expression and show the ferocity of the battle. The devil is in the details. Some thumbnails. Look at that. That's a great piece. Page 53. Joe didn't spend all his time worrying about Adam and Vampirella. Every character was important, especially Lilith. Joe struggled to capture her ambivalence as she bathed in the Styx for the last time. In his first sketch, Joe set the composition for the panel and indicated Vampirella's position. He originally drew Lilith with her hands at her side, but decided that the figure was too static. Yeah, it does look a lot better there. See how it was originally going to be at the side? I don't like that. It's much better here. He then roughly sketched how her hands would look if they were raised. Still not happy with the layout, Joe changed Lilith's figure altogether in the second drawing. While the figure looks more graceful here, he feared that the impact of the scene might be lost and Lilith was posed too much like a swimsuit model. Joe finally achieves his vision of Lilith in the third version. Her figure is at ease in the Styx and yet conveys a sense of tension. Her head tilted upwards allows for her to admire the rejuvenated Styx that perhaps await the hand of God. Vampirella revealed. Take a trip inside the mind of legendary writer James Robinson. Here follows his complete script for Bloodlust. So, yeah, we're not going to go through all that. That's just the script for the... Oh, there's some sketches, too. We can kind of look at some of the sketches here. Sketchwork is always fun to look at. And then they paint it all, which is amazing. I mean, that's unheard of for today, right? Wow, look at that. Yeah. Okay. City obscured. Very moody, scary. Nighttime. Okay. Oh, city obscured by sandstorm. Okay, I got it. Wow, look at this art. He sketches. Back of mirror. Wow, look at that. Lots of Adam and rock falling into sinkhole or something. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, well, this actually goes into how they were going to design it also. So that's a lot to read. I recommend you actually buy the hardcover book if you want to see this. You can probably get it on Amazon. Blood, Blood, and More Blood. Again, just amazing extras here. You got more sketches. Move over to see more of... Is that supposed to be Adam? Yeah. Just to show more of Adam. Right. Well, they actually described the panels, too, which is really good. Notice it says where God's hand comes down to crush Lilith like a bug. That's not what they said in the original. I mean, it just says, and then Lilith was gone as well. But in this one, it's like God went. And that was it. Oh, wow. Look at this. Trading card art. Love it. Man, these are great. Like when they used to do paintings on Magic the Gathering. For those of you that remember early Magic, they used to have paintings like this. now they have Schlock. Just gonna be honest, I like Evil Dead as much as you do. It didn't need to be part of Magic the Gathering. Cover for Vampirella Bloodlust, number one. Art by Joe Jusco. I love it. Awesome work. And you can't just say, oh, that's a naked lady. No. Look at the fucking detail in that. If someone says, oh, that's just a half-naked lady, you've got no eyes. You can't see the shading and the lighting and the color and just all the little details and the rock formations and all this. And look at the sky. You've got the pinks and purples and the blue there at the bottom. It's just, it's amazing. You can see how you've got the red and the orange. You know, it has to have that Mars kind of surface, so they were going for that. And the sand that's just, you know, it looks like a real... It's hard for me to actually get this, but, you know, there's like sweat or some sort of, yeah, I guess that's sweat going down her thighs, and then, of course, you have the sand that's just kind of trickling down from her fingers, you know, it's almost a real time. It's an amazing piece. And the skull there, I mean, just to call it a... Oh, that's a picture of a half-naked lady. That doesn't work for me. Because there's so much work that went into this. There's so much detail and just... It's unreal. Look at this one. Look at the blood. And look at the white streaks in the blood. You notice all those little white... That kind of makes it stand out a little more. People would say, what's all this white here in this blood? But it makes it stand out. And look there at the... I mean, she almost looks like a real person. Look at that elbow there. I don't know if this is doing a hand pointer or not, but if it isn't, sorry. The abdomen right there, clearly defined. You'd see the muscles right there. It's very good. Of course, you have the, almost look like an airbrush, you know, how they used to do in the Playboy magazines. They used to airbrush the girls. I mean, very sensual, but also extremely gory. I mean, well, not really gory, but it has an element of terror and fear a little bit because it's blood, but she's gorgeous at the same time, and they show off her curves, you know. Just amazing work. Look at this one. And Adam, you know, he doesn't have any eyes. I don't know if you guys have noticed that, but he hasn't had eyes the whole time. And he reminds me of a cross between Ken from Fist of the North Star and maybe even just a little bit like Guts from Berserk. I'm just getting that vibe. Maybe more like Ken from Fist of the North Star. He doesn't feel like Adam Van Helsing. He looks more like a, you know, he's got that biker kind of, just that look that Ken had, you know, in the skull, shoulder pads and all that, you know. Very cool. You see the musculature and the vein and the muscle. And his face, very determined looking. And look at her. She's very pure in this. I mean, there's not a wrinkle. There's not a dimple. She almost looks like a porcelain doll. And then you've got, of course, the lines around the arms. The, you know, show the arms, the lighting, I guess you could say. I mean, it's even tasteful. Because, you know, her breasts aren't shown. There's just enough. It's a very nice piece. And, of course, it shows her curves. And you can even see the little... the little like part, I guess it'd be like a little bit of fat, I guess, when she, and I don't mean like fat as in like cellulite, big fat, I'm talking about just that leg. That's, you can see that. I mean, everything looks very realistic. And then, of course, look at that. He's got a skeleton there, a little skull thing, and, of course, he's got a scabbard. Everything's, you know, the metal gleams. It's really cool. Even there on her lower quarters, I guess you could say, that part gleams. It's really cool. Okay, here's another one. Look at this. Again. Maybe a little bit too dark on there. She almost has like a masculine face. I don't know if that was something that Jusco was going for, but she looks a little more masculine in the face. Maybe it's because, you know how they do those contours, like a lot of ladies will do the contouring now, where they have like the... It's the blush. It's not really the contour, but it's the blushing. I think there's too much browning there. I was actually looking at that, and one of my friends was using a filter, and I said, "Oh, that's got you looking like the Rock." And she's laughing, and she's like, "What do you mean?" And I was like, "No, look, you've got like it actually makes her jaw look a bit masculine. You know, she has a more man kind of look. I mean, I'm not saying she doesn't look feminine." But the face looks very masculine. I don't know if he was going with that. But yeah, I'm not exactly digging that one. I like this one a lot better because you can see her. She has more, again, more of a feminine tone there. Whereas this is a more masculine profile. More masculine. Lord, I thought she was going to have a mustache right there. Let's see. And then, of course, you got the nails there. Yeah, they came out really good. Of course, the musculature, everything looks really good. You know, the curves are very good. You got that same part. I mean, there's a lot of that where she's raising her leg a little bit. I guess he was just fond of that style. There's her knee. And, of course, the blood. He adds that white to the blood, and there's some pinks here, too. It's really cool. Of course, you have these formations in the background, which he's used multiple colors so that they have jut out and have detail as well. And look at the bright lights in the hair. You guys seeing that? That's pretty cool. See, that's the sun shining on her hair, I guess you could say. It's a really nice piece. Here's a sketch. That's it. Okay, guys, so, I hope you guys enjoyed that one. And, let me see. What is the next one? Oh, yeah. Okay. So, we just have the end of the book. Okay. So, all right, guys. That was the end of that one. I hope you guys enjoyed it. It was amazing to look at. It was not the greatest story, but the art was incredible. Joe Jusco did all that, and he painted all that. It's just crazy. It's unreal to think of. You look at Marvel now, and Marvel looks like just fucking wet garbage compared to what they were doing here with Harris Comics. It's sad when you look at comics now, and you see what Harris did. You know, they're not even a really big comic company. They knew how to do their thing. It's amazing when you look at those panels. I haven't seen panels that fucking good since The Killing Joke. I mean, damn. At any rate, this is the Grim Lord, and I'm out with Grimm's Comics Corner, and I'll see you next time for more great comics.